SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, more Jamaicans receive scholarships to study in Cuba, and later, a disaster preparedness tip. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Looking to enhance your professional skills and competences with training of the highest quality? Then apply today to the Justice Training Institute, JTI. JTI offers certificate courses in computer applications, CSEC math and English, financial crimes investigation, courtroom protocols and procedures, diplomas in paralegal studies, court reporting, and more. For more information, call 928-4624, visit us at Fort Camp Road, or go to the website jti.edu.jm. The Justice Training Institute, training for improved performance.
Eight more Jamaicans will head to Cuba to pursue medical studies in the new academic year under the Jamaica-Cuba Bilateral Scholarship Program. They were officially presented with their scholarships at a ceremony at the Embassy of the Republic of Cuba in May. Cuban Ambassador to Jamaica, Bernardo Guanche Hernandez, has urged the students to take advantage of opportunities for cultural exchange and to be mindful of their duty to assist those in need, including the most vulnerable, when they complete their studies and return home.
We do hope that you will return to Jamaica ready to make a useful contribution to your beloved country's development and to the well-being of the Jamaican, especially those who are in the most needed. Thanks to Jamaican as well as to its government, parliaments, and people in general for its unwavering support.
Ambassador Hernandez adds that the scholarship program is an indication of the continued strengthening of friendly and cooperative ties between the countries. The eight students who will go off to study are Regina Smith, Jamila Brown, Tony Broadnock, and Trishana Thompson, who will be studying to become doctors of medicine. Sovia Brown will read for a Master of Science degree in Medical Imaging and Radiation Physics. Chadwayne Clark will pursue Health Sciences. Tanisha Atkinson, Cytology, Histology, and Thanatology. And Diana Marie Clary will study Pediatrics. Regina Smith, who will be studying to become a medical doctor, stated the commitment of all the awardees to do well.
You can rest assured that we intend to be ambassadors for our country, our families, and ourselves by making the most of the opportunity given to us under the scholarship program.
Currently, there are 55 Jamaicans studying in Cuban universities under the program, while 42 students graduated in the 2015-2016 academic year.
The Ministry of National Security will be targeting gangs, guns, lottery scammers. So be warned. This year is law-abiding people year. We will make Jamaica secure and take back our public spaces. This government is committed to citizen safety and security. The Ministry of National Security, creating a safer and prosperous Jamaica.
Goal number 4 of Vision 2030 aims to create and sustain a healthy natural environment. How much do you know about the plans for your country? Log on to vision2030.gov.jm or call the PIOJ at 960-9339 to learn more. June 1 marks the start of the Atlantic hurricane season, and in Jamaica, we observe June as Disaster Preparedness Month. In the event of a storm, will you be prepared? Avoid the rush. Purchase the essentials early. Make sure you have tinned food, batteries for your radio, a working flashlight, and tarpaulin. Do not wait until the hardware and supermarket lines are too long and frustrating. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. On our community notice board, Ebonyvale Baptist Church is inviting residents of Ebonyvale and the surrounding communities in St. Catherine to a health fair on June 6 from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. A Caribbean medical team from New Jersey will also be on hand to offer its services. The fair will be held on the church grounds at 456 Cedar Drive. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.